Boundaries. Now, these are like invisible walls that we build around ourselves to protect our resources, and where we place them in each situation is a way that we can support ourselves. And in asking respect from other people around where those boundaries are is a way that they can support us too. Your boundaries are made up of your own ethics, your own opinions, the ways that you would like to be treated. They might be informed by kind of wider culture of actually culturally, this is how we treat people. We have flexible boundaries and fixed boundaries. A flexible boundary of mine might be that I like to have weekends, not too busy. But if something really important came up or something that I really wanted to do, perhaps I would just move that boundary and I would do that thing. We also have quite fixed boundaries of things that actually really are not okay for us. Perhaps you don't like to be spoken to in a certain way. So if that boundary is pushed, you're going to get this sense that you need to do something, that person needs to respect that boundary, that something has been crossed. And often we can get this feeling physically when our boundaries have been pushed. And also, if we don't respect our own boundaries, if we make decisions that actually ignore the boundaries that we know are there to protect us, we can feel resentment, we can feel frustration, we can feel exhaustion. That feeling of uneasiness, let that be a little flag, because sometimes we don't even realise that our boundaries are there until they've been pushed or crossed. And sometimes other people don't even realise that what they're doing is trampling on our boundaries. So the more that we start to ask ourselves, what do I feel about this? Is this okay with me? Do I want this? What would be my ideal in this situation? How would I have liked that person to speak to me or ask me? So the more aware of our boundaries we become, the more we are able to enforce them in a healthy way that respects both who we are, what we need, what we feel, and what we have available to give. Start noticing those moments when that uneasy feeling stirs up. Ask yourself, what might it be like to speak out and say, I can't, I don't want to, I don't like it, or that isn't okay, or I need, or I want, or I feel. To start respecting those things in yourself, because for me, for so long, I feared other people's response. Should I do that? I feared that I might be too much, that they wouldn't be able to accommodate me. But actually, when we start to take these opportunities, instead of flattening about our boundaries, in which case we are essentially abandoning ourselves, we are beginning to respect those feelings and those needs and to ask others to do the same. It can be helpful to consider, what would it be like if you were to ignore a friend's boundaries or to ignore their needs or to ignore a baby's request for milk? What would it do to their self-esteem, that neglect of the acknowledgement of what they need and how they feel? I find this helpful when considering where I place my own boundaries. And as things have gone on, I felt that in protecting my resources more, in respecting my emotions and asking others to help meet my needs sometimes and to respect my feelings, it has actually given me more of me, more energy, more confidence that I can then use to use some of these tools to rationalize those thoughts, to enjoy the moment with those grounding techniques. It has been so helpful, but it has all come from respecting the edges of my boundaries.